I appreciate the privilege to be here. Amen. And it is a privilege and an honor to be here and be in God's house and be able to hear what we've heard. Amen. And amen. Don't take that for granted when God lets us hear such great truths. And you can feel that holy anointing when it comes on the service. Amen. It's like you got tunnel vision, then all of a sudden just things open up and everything's totally changed now. Amen. And the old atmosphere of the service and everything. Amen. And I was sitting there thinking sometimes God has to let it go south. Just remind us which way it is to be north. Amen. And amen. That's exactly right. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord, but the Lord has everything under control. And I appreciate that. Appreciate the theme of everything this morning. And amen. And amen. And what really gripped my heart, Brother Wenzel, the message God used him for was when he talked about irritable behavior. Amen. And I don't know about you, but that really struck my heart deeply. And amen. And just confession, just irritated. Amen. And irritated about what? Just irritated at people and why people do what they do anymore. And I just, honestly, with the innocency of my heart, I don't understand. I mean, honestly, I really don't understand. Amen. And I preached a message a week ago this past Sunday at the church. I preached on my, how things have changed. Amen. And I just went back 30 years ago. I've been saved over 30 years now. What it was like when I got saved. And how people lived when you got saved. How people acted when you got saved. How they dressed when you got saved. Places they wouldn't go when you got saved. How we treated one another when we got saved. How church was when we got saved. And it just dumbfounds me how things have changed. And you just live as a pastor, and I'm just being honest, I'm just that way. You're just disappointed, amen. And you live with that disappointment, and you're irritated, and amen. And sometimes you go home from church, and that's always a dreadful time for a preacher, because that's when he unloads on his family and his wife, and saying, why is this? Why is that? Amen. And you're just irritated. And I pray this prayer all the time. I said, God, please resurrect my heart from the graveyard of disappointments. Amen. And amen. I want to say today that we just need to get our hearts and minds on the Lord. Amen. And get them off of people. And amen. Just focus on Him. Amen. Amen. All right. And I appreciate the commercial time there. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3. And amen. Amen. That just helped my heart. Amen. And I appreciate Ephesians chapter number 3. And amen. I just appreciate God. And amen. Just want to try to bring what God's put on my heart. If you've been preaching any length of time, you got hundreds and hundreds and thousands of messages. But God lays something on your heart. And we want to look at that today. If you find your place in the book of Ephesians chapter number 3, we'll stand in reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. And I still believe the King James Bible. Amen. And by the way, just for information, amen, I'm still a Baptist, amen. And it's still on my church sign too, amen. Still on the church sign, amen. And I don't mean to change it. If I do anything, I'm going to make it bigger, amen. Amen, amen. Somebody say amen. That means a lot to me, amen. That's our heritage, that's Bible, amen. I believe if you deny that, you deny the Bible. Deny the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen, amen. That's right, amen. When Philip preached to the Ethiopian eunuch about, amen, baptism, he preached him Jesus, but somewhere when he was preaching Jesus, baptism was in there, amen. So you can't preach Jesus without baptism, amen. Amen, amen. All right, I want to look at this passage of Scripture. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13, wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. Right before you be seated, I want you to understand the atmosphere of this scripture. This is not being written from Paul's pastoral study at the local church. This is not being written in the comfort of Paul's home. This is being written from a prison. Amen. So I want you to understand that. You may be seated. We bow our heads, hearts for the Lord and ask his blessings upon our efforts today. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for everything you've done. Thank you, God, for what you've done for us today. Lord, you did not have to do that, but we're eternally grateful, God, that you, Lord, have chosen within yourself, God, to anoint this service, anoint thy servant, the message in every facet. And I thank you for that. And I pray that, Lord, you'd continue to work and continue to move. And God, prove to this generation that you're still God, that you're still in control. And we pray, O God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Lord, wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee. I pray that you'd revive us, Lord, to the point that, God, there might be a jealousy, God, in the nation of Israel, God, through the reviving of the Gentile church. Pray that, God, you'd help us now, and we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Again, thank you for standing in reverence to the reading of the King James Authorized Bible. Amen. I want to look at this scripture here this morning and bring the message that God's put upon my heart. And sometimes it weighs on you to try to stay with a theme or do this, but all I know to do is what God puts in our heart this morning. And God knows how to orchestrate everything. Amen. But I want to look at this scripture today and try to bring out a thought that I've already developed here. The thought about the Apostle Paul as he is pinning down this passage of scripture. Amen. And he's not doing this from the comforts of his study. He's doing this, amen, from the torments, if you could say, of in the prison. Amen. And this is a prison epistle. Amen. But I'm always ceased to be amazed. Amen. The mindset of these men, even though, amen, they're not around their loved ones, they're not around their friends, they're not around the fellowship, they're not around the churches, but yet they maintain such a mental stability, amen, within the realms of all the adversities of life, amen. And as I look at this passage of Scripture, Paul says in verse 13, he says, "Wherefore I desire that you, faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory," amen. And the Apostle Paul is writing here to these believers, and he's telling them not to faint at my tribulations. Amen. If you study this word faint here, it is a meaning of a word. It means to be utterly spiritless. It means to be wearied out. It means to be exhausted, or it means to be to turn into a coward. Amen. And Paul is saying, he said, "I do not want you to begin to fear because I'm in prison for the namesake of Christ." Amen. And sometimes you look at that and people say, "Well, if the preacher struggles with that, how in the world am I going to make that?" Amen. And Paul is trying to teach them here, amen, not to be a coward. Do not faint. Do not turn into a coward or to lose one's courage. Amen. Paul did not want them to be disheartened by such a religion that exposed its peers to such calamities. Amen. But if there's anything I've learned in life that Paul, amen, teaches us and the Bible teaches us, amen, that God uses the negatives in our life many times to set the stage for what God desires to do. Amen. We know from church history that anytime there was such great persecution, amen, and they thought they were halting, amen, the work of God and the things of Christ, but yet did they realize that they were sowing the seed among the generations, amen. And so I'm blessed to hear that and understand that the Apostle Paul, even though he's in prison, he is experiencing, amen, some great adversity, amen. Now I want to draw our attention, amen, in this context, and I just want to take a few verses out here, verse 20 and verse 21, where the Bible said, "Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us," amen. And it amazes me, the attitude of the Apostle Paul in prison, amen. Amen. Notice what he said, and I love paying attention to the punctuation in the Bible. Bible. Amen. Verse 21 is a continuation of, amen, verse number 20, if you notice in your Bible. Amen. So verse 20 doesn't start according to the power, stop it, according to the power that worketh in us, but it carries on, unto him be glory in the church. Amen. The Bible said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And I want to look at that. Amen. He comes in and said, the power that worketh in us. Amen. And because of that, he says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And I want to look at that thought today, if the Lord will be our helper, and preach on this thought, and I'll develop this and then give you the thought and we'll be out of the way. But glory in the church, amen. I began to look at that, amen. And I began to study this and I began to think about some things and with my heart and what my heart is today. I never cease to be amazed at some of the things that are in the church, amen. Amen. But there is many things in the Bible that God gives us, amen, that he teaches us that should be in the church, amen. We grab verse number 20, amen. The Apostle Paul is saying again, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, amen. Now understand that Paul is filled here in this passage of scripture, amen. No doubt, as Brother Winchell said, the Apostle Paul had that anointing of God even in the prison, amen, that he could make such a statement and have such a jubilation of soul as he found himself in prison, amen. One writer said this, he said, Paul, in verse number 20, is filled with the fairness of God, amen. Now, the Apostle Paul could have come across with great accusations against God, how that he's given his life to God and gave God everything. But Lord, he said here in this passage of scripture, amen, Paul was still consumed with the fairness of God, amen. If we're not careful in our life, we'll feel like God is unfair to us, amen, and that we deserve better than where we're at and what we're doing, amen. I'm reminded of a little statement that was always prevalent when I first got saved, amen. People said anything apart from hell was a blessing from God, amen. And I believe that to be true, amen. And I'm not saying this today because I've arrived on some sweet shore of holiness, but the Holy Ghost is reminding us, amen, that anything apart from hell is a blessing from God, amen. And the Apostle Paul was in such a mentality that he was filled with the fairness of God, amen. He could not point a finger at God and tell God is not fair, but understanding that God is fair in everything that he does, amen. There's lots of things in life that I look at, amen, and things that come and adversities and troubles and trials and heartaches and hardships and sometimes the pressure that just seems to bombard our mind, amen. Amen. But I'm telling you today that God is emphasizing to us that God is a fair God. Amen. 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 And I'm thankful for that, that God is a fair God. Amen. Amen. But Paul is very interested here. And in our King James Bible, this is the only time that you find this phrase, that glory in the church. Amen. It is the only time you find this phrase, amen, is when he says there's glory in the church, amen. Now, as I think about this, there's several passages of scripture that, amen, as I studied and looked up these things, amen, amen, there's some things that should not be in the church, and we find that, of course, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18, amen, in 19, he's talking about the division that was named among them, and he says that these things should not be named among us, amen, amen. That they got together not for the better but for the worse, amen. Amen. So those things should not be in the church, amen. But as I look at this passage of scripture, amen, amen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, amen, you find that there should be teaching in the church, amen. You can look these up later, amen. Amen. He says in 1 Corinthians 11, 18, he teaches that there should be unity in the church, amen. Amen. In this 1 Corinthians 12:28, he teaches us there should be order.
order in the church. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 14:19, he teaches us that there should be understanding in the church. Amen. Colossians 4:16, he teaches us that there should be reading in the church. Amen. Amen. In 1 Timothy 3:15, he teaches us that there should be examples in the church, or there should be good behavior in the church. Amen. In 1 Timothy 3:15. Hebrews 2:12 teaches us that there should be singing in the church. Amen. Amen. Matthew 18:17 teaches us that there should be discipline in the church. Acts 12:5 teaches us that there should be unceasing prayer in the church. Amen. Amen. Then there's several other scriptures that teaches us that there's a lot of things that God names that should be in the church. Amen. 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 But it's amazing to me that sometimes, amen, there is a list of things that we find in our churches. Amen. 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 Number one, sometimes we find sadness in our churches. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we are finding a lot of defeat in our churches. Amen. Sometimes we find a lot of apathy in our churches. Amen. Amen. We find coldness in our churches. We find sin in our churches. Amen. We find division in our churches. We find drifting in our churches. We find distance in our churches. Amen. Amen. It amazes me, amen, of how much of the world that we find in our churches. Amen. It's amazing, amen, how much nakedness and nudity. Amen. It's almost like standards have become a thing of the past. Amen. And I'm just telling you, it bothers me as a preacher. Amen. Because I still believe that the house of God should be a sacred place. And I feel sometimes we've watered down the gospel and watered down the Bible, amen, that we can present a gospel that does not offend anybody at any cost, amen. Amen. I'm telling you something, that's not my mentality, amen. That's not where I stand, amen. Amen. I'm not worried about offending everybody else. I'm worried about offending the God of heaven that saved us from a devil's hell, amen. 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 Our churches are filled with compromise. Amen. 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 I might as well just preach a little bit. Amen. But everybody's afraid of running somebody else off. They're afraid of somebody else leaving. Amen. And I'm telling you something. This calls men. Amen. I'm telling you, when I got saved, amen, the way you lived was a very important thing in life. Amen. I was raised in a drunkard's home, growed marijuana, fixed daiquiris, amen. But I'm telling you, we got saved. I remember mom and daddy cleaning up, throwing out the rock music, the country music, the rap music. They changed their dress. They changed where we went. They changed everything we did, amen. Because we had gotten saved by the grace of God. We were part of the church of the living God, amen. We've let the world put so much pressure on us that we're afraid to say anything about sin or anything anymore. Amen. Amen. I know it's going to be quiet and you preach at it. People say, well, Pastor Brown's too hard. I just know how when I got saved, the churches had the power of God and the touch of God. And nowadays, we're just wishing we had something from God. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, amen. It's all right to have a little heat on the stove, ain't it, amen? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I remember when I first got saved, you preach a little bit about living right. People shout the house down, amen, because they believed it, amen. Now they're saying, oh God, that's one of them legalists, amen. And I'm telling you, you need to go back to Bible college and understand what a legalist is, amen. Because you don't even know what one is, amen. Amen. I'm talking about seeing God in a different perspective, amen. We feel like God's a four-leaf clover, and we feel like God is a lucky rabbit's foot, amen. God is the lover of my soul, amen. He saved me from a devil's hell, and I refuse to go back, amen. I don't want to go back, amen. I'm disturbed. I'm just disturbed. Amen. I'm irritated. I'm bothered. Amen. Just, amen, how we're letting everything, and I'm not just pointing anybody out. We're just letting it go. Amen. 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 You can never put unity above the integrity of the scriptures. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 I believe in living holy. Believe in living right. Amen. Amen. I remember when I first got saved, the same God outside the church is the same God in the church. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. We was taught you didn't have double standards. You didn't have a double lifestyle. You didn't live one way at the house and one way at the church. Amen. I'm telling you something, the same God at church is the same God at house. Amen. I'm telling you something, the world needs to see, amen, that there's something different about the church. Amen. Amen, amen. Now, I'm an old-fashioned preacher. Amen. I'm from the mountains. Amen. I'm more interested in the cries than I am the crowd. Amen. Amen. I like people going to church. I'm not being mean. I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being a novice. Amen. But I've come to this place in my life. Amen. I believe if we please God, God will give you some people that love Him and love the old-fashioned ways. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I might run down there and amen myself real quick. Amen. Amen, amen. Boy, things have really changed, amen. They really have, amen. Amen, you're always grieving. You go to services over people that are half naked, half dressed. Amen, amen. Look like a beach bum, never even been to the beach, amen. Amen, I'm telling you something, we need to realize, amen, there's a lot of things, and I'm just giving you some personal references that we see in our churches, amen. Amen, but there's something that Paul points out here that we need in our churches, and he said there should be glory in the church, amen. Amen, amen. Now, when you think about these things, some of you that study, amen, would probably know what I'm talking about when he talks about the glory in the church, amen. Amen, I was amazed when I began to study this, amen, what glory in the church actually meant. So I want to give that to you at this time, amen, and we'll move on, amen. Everybody's still okay, amen. Amen, amen. I'm not ashamed to be saved by the grace of God, amen. I'm not ashamed to live right, amen. I'm not ashamed to dress right. I'm not ashamed, amen. I think everybody should know, amen, that God saved me, amen. I still feel that way. I want to tell everybody that God saved me, amen. Amen, amen. You say you're arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I'm still glad I'm saved, amen. Amen, amen, amen. That's right, amen. I'm telling you something. I'm glad God saves old sinners, amen. God changed my life. He's been changing my life. He's still changing my life, amen. Amen, amen. Let me just tell you something a little bit. God will turn your world upside down, amen. Amen, amen. God will break you, and God knows how to break you, amen. I'm just telling you, I don't know why God just smote my heart, but I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, it's just like in our life, Brother Buzz, just one thing after another, amen. Amen. You know what has got me to the point? Amen. I don't beg God to use me. I don't beg God to open doors. I don't beg God to fill me. I'm saying, God, if you can use me, you use me. But God, I've got the place. He's broke me so much, I don't feel like there's anything I have to offer Him, amen. He's broke me to the point that I feel like nothing, amen. And whatever He wants, that's what I desire, amen. Amen. I don't understand it. Amen. God can break us. Amen. 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 But I'm telling you today, God wants some glory in the church. Amen. Now, I want you to understand from the context, amen. I want you to look at this. What he says, he said, unto him, amen, a continuation verse, unto him be glory in the church, amen. Unto him be, and I love doing word studies, amen. But this word be here is a word, it means to be made or to become or to be present or to be in existence, amen. What God is saying is in this passage is, that you and I that are saved by the grace of God have the ability to create and bring into existence glory in the church. Amen. I believe from the context of the scripture that a reason, amen, that we're deprived of glory in the church, amen, it's not the world's fault. The world don't bring glory in the church. It's not politicians. It's not Washington. It's not COVID. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you whose fault it is. Amen. It's you and I that are saved by the grace of God. Amen. God inhabits the praises of Israel. Amen. I believe it's the mentality and the mindset of God's people that we've got away from the fact that you and I have the ability to bring glory into the church. Amen. Now you bear with me as I bring this. I'm just going to give you the message. Amen. And try to give you what's on my heart. Amen. This word be means to be made, to become, to be present, to exist. Amen. It's you and I that can bring glory in the church. I don't believe all that. We'll study the context of the scripture. Let's read on down. Amen. So we look at this, bring glory into the church. Amen. The only time it's, amen, phrased like that in the King James Bible. Amen. This word glory is mentioned 151 times in the New Testament. Amen. This is what it means here. Some of y'all may already know this. This word glory here, when God said, amen, he said, unto him be glory in the church. You say, preacher, what does that mean? That word glory there means opinion. Look it up in your Strong's Concordance. Amen. Look it up. That's exactly what it means. Amen. When God said, unto him be glory in the church, he said, the church is a place that I died for and established. And he said, I'm going to give a church so that those that are saved by the grace of God can come to a place and give their opinion of what they think about me. Study the context of it, amen. Amen, it means opinion, amen. It's the judgment of the mind which it forms of a person and of their qualities, thus dealing with favorable judgment to one's estimation, amen. When Paul said glory in the church, he said because. Now understand, the Apostle Paul's in prison. Understand, he's writing these things from prison. But he said glory should be in the church. He's of the opinion that God is still worthy of all the praise. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. 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 There's a lot of things in church anymore, but there's not much glory. Amen. Boy, as I begin to think about this, you say, what's your opinion of God? Well, my opinion is, amen, that I go on Sunday morning for Sunday school, for a prayer room. Sunday night, I'm a voice in my opinion. Wednesday night, I'm a voice in my opinion. Amen. Amen. Of what I think about God. Amen. Going to Sunday school, you're a voice in your opinion. Amen. When you worship God, you're a voice in your opinion. Amen. Of what you as a believer think about God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Notice this word glory means judgment or view. I hope you believe what I'm saying. Amen. I'm not going to lie to you. Amen. Amen. It means judgment of view. In the New Testament, amen, this word glory is always a good opinion concerning one. Amen. Amen. It amazes me, and in the context of the scripture, notice what he said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. You say, what is that? Amen. You say, why would God use the church? Because the church is the revelation of the mystery, amen, of God. Amen. Amen. And God made the church, amen, to bring glory in the church. Amen. Verse number 10 of chapter number 3, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. It is the church that describes the manifold wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. I'm afraid that our opinions of God have gotten away, amen, from where they should be. Amen. Amen. Anybody with us? Amen. 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 There's three types of opinions that you can have. Amen. Don't you understand? Amen. That glory is a man's opinion. Amen. Not what he expresses of God. Amen. 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 Number one, you can have low opinions, which produces low glory. Amen. You can have no opinion and there'll be no glory. Amen. Then you can have a high opinion and there'll be high glory in the church. Amen. Amen. I am thoroughly convinced, amen, that the stillness and the quietness that has crept into our churches and lodged itself in our pews is a fact that our opinion of God has been dissipated because of disappointment and discouragement and the question of where is God at? Amen. And Paul said there should be glory in the church. You know, boy, oh my, how things have changed. Preacher, I remember when he got saved, people would stand up and testify. Amen. I'm talking about them old timers, amen. Amen. In the old mountain phraseology, amen, they get lost in God, amen. They didn't care who's here. They didn't care. They did not care at all, amen. I remember their home church, Brother Jarvis and Miss Kelly, amen, Brother Oscar King, amen. He wore false teeth. He never fixed a dent or anything on them, amen. Amen. But he'd get up and get to testifying. Them teeth would be falling out and flopping. He'd always had a pocket full of change. And he'd, amen, he'd just go up there to the wind and stand in the wind and just, amen, give his opinion of what he thought about God. Amen. And just plumb excited about God. Amen. But I'm telling you something. We feel like, amen, in this day and hour that God has given us second best. And God is not fair. And the world seems to be having a better time than we do. Amen. I beg to differ with you. Amen. Thank God Jesus is still the best thing that ever happened to any of us. Amen. 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 I'm just preaching like God geared me to preach. Amen. I'm not trying to meet the approval of the brethren. I'm just preaching the way God geared me up. Amen. 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 I'm still excited after 30 years. I'm still excited to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. So what kind of opinion do we give when we go to church? No opinion. You say, what's a no opinion? Amen. Never have anything to say, no testimony, never testify, never praise God, never get excited. We have no opinion. Amen. I'll have no opinion about God. Amen. Amen. Do we have a low opinion? Amen. Amen. God's good on Sunday morning, but Sunday night and Wednesday night, he's not good. Amen. Amen. You can't preach on being faithful to church anymore. We got to understand the days and hours we live in. Amen. Can I just tell you how it used to be when I got saved? Your life revolved around church. Church didn't revolve around your life. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout for some old-fashioned preaching. Amen. 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 Church. 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 Amen. Everything's about church. Amen. Thank God that's your opinion. Amen. How you feel about church is your opinion of whether there's glory in the church or not, amen. And what the problem is people don't have no opinion. They have a bad opinion of who God is anymore, amen. Amen, amen. Y'all bear with me, amen. Amen. It always speaks of a good opinion, amen. In the New Testament, thus dealing with splendor, brightness, magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and majesty, amen. It is a kingly majesty which belongs to him as a supreme ruler in the sense of absolute perfection of deity, amen. The absolute perfect personal excellency of Christ, amen. Amen, amen. When there is glory in the church, it'd be because that church has a correct opinion of who God is. Amen. 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 I believe that. Amen. I got a few statements I'll read you. Amen. I love proverbial statements. Amen. I was thinking about one while ago when Brother Winston was preaching about the unction, the touch of God. Leonard Ravenhill made this statement. He said, unction is not learned, but unction is always earned. Amen. Amen. What comes in our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Worship is a pure or base as the worshiper entertains high or low thoughts about God. Amen. You say, I'm just waiting for God to come on me and make me think, amen, like I should be thinking. Do you realize that every act of worship is based upon, amen, how God lays in our heart, how valuable God is to us, what kind of opinion we have about God, amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be distracted by the world and the things of the world and some that have quit and some that have went AWOL and some that are doing this and some that are doing that. Must maintain focus, amen, that outside the realms of discouragement, God is still worthy of our praise. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I love this. Another in-depth definition. Amen. One man had, amen, of what the word glory means, and it's the same definition. You can look it up and study it. Amen. His first defining word is that glory means opinion. Amen. 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 And I want you to understand real quickly what an opinion is. You know what an opinion is? It's what you think. Amen. Amen. You say, well, I know people don't shout, don't get excited about God. That's not, it's, you say, that's their nature, that's where it is raised. I don't believe that one bit, amen. You let a rat run across the floor, and I guarantee they'll get excited, amen. Amen. I know I would. I hate rats. I wish Noah had left them off the ark, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. I might be 6'2", but I don't like mice. Amen. Amen, amen. But I'm just telling you right now, it's our opinion of God. You say, what's the opinion? It's what I think, amen. It amazes me that the God of heaven, amen, would even care what I think, amen. But Brother Buster, he says glory in the church, amen. God said, I'm going to make you part of the church, and I want you to give your opinion of what you think about me, amen. I want you to tell others what you think about me. I want you to tell the world what you think about me, amen. Amen, amen. Let me just preach a little more, amen. People say, well, live one way at church, live another way at the house, live one way at work, live another way at the church, amen. You're telling the world exactly what you think about God, amen. Because I'm telling you, amen, amen. It is what I think, amen. I don't understand why the God of heaven would even give me opportunity to stand up in this body, amen, of dust, and to declare what I think of God, amen. Amen, amen. Ain't that a blessing, amen? God, amen. God is interested in what you think about His great salvation plan, amen. God's interested in what you think about His love. God's interested in what you think about His Bible. God's interested in what you think about His heaven. God's interested in what you think God's worth. Have I been a good God to you? Have I provided everything for you? Am I a friend that's sticking closer than a brother? Did I save you? Did I change your life? Did I anoint your head with oil? He said, please just stand up and give your opinion. Paul said, glory in the church. Amen. Amen. By Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. There'll always be glory throughout all eternity. Amen. By the church. Amen. 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 Boy, I like that. Amen. Amen. It means opinion, what I think of Him in the church. Amen. Amen. Glory. It speaks of the bride or shining. Amen. I love this. Amen. You know what glory in the church is? It is to blossom the flower. Amen. God said, you know what I've done? I've done everything for you. I've put the sweet roses sharing in your heart. He said, I want there to be glory in the church. He said, I want you to be part of the church which I purchased with my own blood, and I want you to give me glory. He said, what is that? As when the flower blossoms, amen, in the presence of the church, amen. Amen, amen. I know we're not shouting now, but I hope it's to help us, amen. Amen. God has made a church that His people could come together, and I believe the very vitality of going forward with God is the fact that we blossom in this day and hour, amen, of the glory of God. You say what you want, but I believe one of the key factors of surviving in these days and hours will be attending the house of God. Amen, amen. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembly, says together, as a man or some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. Amen. You say, why do we need to assemble ourselves together? Because in the context, Paul said, there should be glory in the church. Amen. Now let's just be realistic today. Amen. How many come on empty? Amen. Running on fumes, and they needed something from God. Amen. I asked God for that, Brother Jarvis, because I remember years ago when y'all was in the other building, God did something for me I've never got over. And I said, God, I need you to do something again. Amen. And I'm telling you something, God's already helped my heart. Amen. Brother Winch, when you said that a while ago about irritable behavior, I mean, it's like God cut a light on my heart. Amen. And I'm telling you something, God said, I'm going to give you a church that you can come together and show that glory. Amen. It's going to be the glory in the church. It's going to be the means of our survival in this day and hour. You don't believe that? Everybody's on mass media, everybody's on social media, almost everybody. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of things going on. And everybody hears bad news. They hear about those that are falling. They hear about this. They hear about that. It's just negative, 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 negative. We come to church, we have a negative mentality. And we're bitter, we're critical, we're angry, we're mad, we're frustrated, we're sick of people. We have no compassion. We don't care if anybody gets saved. Amen. Amen. And God said, no, I've made a church not for that. He said, I've made a church, amen. Wouldn't it be nice, amen, amen. And I know it's not going to happen this way, but if we just lined everybody up, amen, and gave them 5 minutes to let them come by in the pulpit and give their opinion of what they thought about God, amen. You'd have some no opinions, you'd have some low opinions, then you'd have some high opinions, amen. Amen, it's just the truth, amen. God made a church, amen, that dustballs like us could come and tell what we think about God, amen. Amen. Our actions in church is telling everybody what we think about God. Amen. Amen. I'm a mountain preacher, so I'm going to preach this on my heart. But our churches are so desolate of the power of God that we're tagging every little thing we can think of onto the name of our ministry to try to supplicate and hide. Where's God at? Now, you can get upset at me, and I'm not trying to be controversial, but I'm just telling you, I have a hard time with a lot of things a lot of preachers do in the name of church. When I go to the Bible, and they come together and preached and worshiped, amen, and sang and praised God, amen. Amen, amen. I'm just preaching, amen. Amen, amen. God is the same. Malachi said he's the same. Amen, excuse me. He said, I'm the Lord, and I change not, amen. God changes not. Amen, amen. It is you and I that change. Now, don't get upset at me for saying that. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I don't say anything to anybody. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, amen. I'm telling you something. We come to church when we got saved, amen. We went to church because we was going to church, amen. Amen. And I remember singing in the choir. People feared when you sung certain songs, amen, because they knew it was going to get on, amen. Amen, amen. That's right, amen. Amen. I don't know why God's taking my mind back to that, but Brother George, you remember we'd stand in the back of the choir, nobody even stand in front of me for some odd reason, amen. Amen, because they knew, amen, that it was going to get on, amen, and the things is going to take place, amen, because the new church is a place for glory in the church, amen. 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 Most preachers are defeated and depressed. People come to church. Amen. The majority of people on a Sunday morning sleep. Half the service can't even make a service on time. They're defeated, depressed. Ain't nobody got anything to say about anything. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. I'm telling you something. Amen. You're standing there. You feel all alone. Feel like nobody's around you. Amen. 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 I hear these preachers, yes, they're struggling, needing help from the pews. An affirmation from the pew is of a great power. It's the right time. Amen. Brother Buster, heard you. I do it all the time, amen. I'm just starting for somebody out there to give their opinion of what they think about God, amen. Amen. That's what the word amen means. Amen, amen. It means I agree. Say it again, amen. Amen, amen. What an affirmation, amen. That's glory in the church, amen. Amen. Bright shining to blossom the flower. It means to flourish. It means to praise. It means to ascribe. Amen. Praise, ascribed, and adoration and honorable representation of God. Amen. Do you realize that the way we see God determines how this world sees God? There used to be a day and hour when people didn't care if you were saved or lost. Amen. They didn't care who you was, what you was, what you stood for, your political position. They didn't care. They loved God, and they were not ashamed to show glory in the church. Amen. 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 Can I just preach a little bit and whet our appetite? I miss those old days, Brother Barry. I miss those days of people shouting and rejoicing and I'm talking about God showing up and running the aisles. And I remember that our home church victory. And I believe God did that so He could establish our mentality and our goings the rest of our born days. Amen. I'm talking about 12 and 13 men running around the service, never had a crash. Amen. Running through the pews. Amen. Running through the choir. Amen. Running down the road, running on the roof, running around the church with the flags. Amen. I'm talking about we as a voice in our opinion of God. People were getting saved by the grace of God. Amen. They were telling others to come to church. Amen. Amen. Because everybody, hey, that church has a high opinion of who God is. Amen. I'm not looking for a no opinion church. I'm not looking for a low opinion church. I want to go somewhere where they got a high opinion of who God is. Amen. Amen. By God's grace, I refuse to bow, refuse to throw in the towel, refuse, amen, to cower down. Amen. And I'm telling you something, sometime people's countenance, amen, is saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. Amen. Amen, amen. If God done for you what He did for me that night, I'm talking about a demon-possessed young man. Five men to hold me down in a 68 Chevy pickup. And I'm telling you something, God saved my soul that night in that truck. And I've never been the same since. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. By God's grace, I refuse to back up. Amen. I don't want to go against my racing, Brother Jarvis. I personally believe when a man gets saved, his first few years of his Christian life
is some of the most vital parts of his Christian life. And I believe God does things in your life then and there, amen, to establish you the rest of your Christian life, amen. Amen, amen. I'll give you an illustration, and I'm trying to mind the Lord and be done here. But amen, in our area, we're so rural, amen, we don't even have fire hydrants in our area. Amen. Amen. And so my son and I joined the fire department to try to help. They don't have nobody. They'll set off three or four department stones to get anybody to even come. So we're trying to help out, amen, our community, be a witness to them, amen. And I'm telling you something right now, amen, they do their raffles and they sell their tickets and different things. And I talked to men and said, oh, preacher, ain't nothing wrong with that. You're helping out the fire department, do all that. But in my heart, I knew, I was taught that a preacher ought not sell raffle tickets and be involved in that. And I had some men encourage me going, amen, I wanted to help them. I really do want to help them do right. But the Holy Ghost, he come to me one day and he said, I told you, he said, I started you one way and I want you to finish the way I started you, amen. I said, yes, sir. Amen, amen. And that's where I stand, amen. I'm telling you something. Amen. Thank God ain't come this far to change boats in the middle of the river. Amen. 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 Thank God if God ever shows up, what worked 30 years ago still work today. Amen. Don't change ships in the middle of the river. Amen. I'm fed up with it. I'm sick of it. Amen. My God, just keep doing what God taught you to do when you first got saved. Amen. I never cease to be amazed how many brethren you can't fellowship with now because they've changed their ways. Amen. Amen. It don't matter to me. Amen. 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 It's the truth. Amen. And I'm telling you something right now. I want to finish the way I started. I mean that. Amen. In every facet. And I'm just telling you. You say, why is that? Because I'm giving my opinion what I think of God. Amen. Everybody thinks you're crazy. I'm not crazy. I can explain to you. It's not legalism. It's not rules. It's not laws. It's all about love. I know what he did for me that night. He saved me. Brother Jarvis, I've never been in church. I went home. I threw out my shorts. I threw out my tank tops. I threw out my muscle shirts. I took my old country music, rock music, rap music. I tied it up, took my 20-gauge shotgun, blowed it all to pieces. Amen. Nobody told me to do that. I've never been in church. I hated it. Hey, old things pass away, behold, all things become new. God changed me. Amen. And I'm here to give you an opinion tonight. Amen. Amen. That I ain't a backing up by God's grace. Amen. My God, it didn't hurt us 30 years ago. It ain't going to hurt this generation, amen. But I'm telling you, people's put pressure on preachers. You know why they leave? Because they're trying to get you to bow. And they're trying to get you to back up. And they're trying to get you to stop, amen. But I'm telling you something right now. What that does is separate you from the approval of the brethren that I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm madly in love with God, amen. Amen. I'm just about done. Amen. Every service, all men give their opinion of God. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Every service, we give our opinion of God. Plumb to the point of being there. Amen. Our opinion of God determines the glory we give God in the church. Amen. Can you imagine if we all went to our services on Wednesday night, Brother Barry, if God touched everybody and enhanced their opinion of God, what kind of service we'd have? People be waiting in line. I want to give my opinion, amen. Ain't it amazing everybody wants to give their opinion when they got a bad attitude about something, amen? But when it comes to God, they just sit there and don't say nothing until they get in the car, and then they give their wife their bad opinion, amen, about things, amen. Amen, amen. Why don't we give our opinion about God? Amen. May we never look at worshiping God and testifying again. It is my privilege to stand up and give my opinion of who God is. Paul said, glory in the church. Amen. Amen. The church is the divine point where men are to voice their opinion of the essence of God throughout all eternity. Amen. Man's opinion is the heart of the recipient giving report to his Creator of the value of his Christ. You say, what's giving God the glory in the church? By Christ Jesus throughout world of the ages. Amen. You know what is it? Is when we stand up and say, God, I want to give my opinion about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to report in and tell you what I think about Jesus. Amen. That's what giving your opinion is about God. Amen. It's awful quiet. It's awful still. Amen. 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 You say, Amen. They just have to do what God says. Amen. I preach my heart out. Amen. I understand honestly, Brother Wenzel, sometimes you feel like you're hated for even breathing anymore because you believe in an old-fashioned way. Honestly. I'm telling you, these people hate me. Amen. I had a man threaten me here lately. He told me. Amen. I walked up the track and he said, if I killed you, he said it wouldn't bother me at all. I'm telling you, these people hate your eating because you're mean. You just love God, amen, and refuse to back up and refuse to start being like the world to try to get people to come to church, amen. Has anybody got anything to say about that, amen? I'm telling you something, the church should be a sacred place that we can get away from the world. I don't come to church to see nakedness and nudity and worldliness and ungodliness, amen. I don't come to see that, amen. I don't come to see the fashions and the fads of the world. Amen. This church, amen, this is not a Broadway to walk down and show our new outfits out. This is a place that God ordained to come and give an opinion of what we think about God. Amen. Paul said, glory. Glory in the church. Amen. He said, church, I'm in prison. I'm locked up in jail. I could be down and out, he said. But thank God I want to give my opinion about who God is. Glory in the church. Amen. I'm not belittling our troubles. We've all got troubles. Sometimes I feel like my head like a cartoon in a vise. Amen. How many times you go home and say, honey, I don't even think I'm going to make it. But I feel a little better today. Amen. Because God's anointed our head with oil. I mean, the light cut on in my heart. I'm going to ask you today, I don't know about you, but I feel like I ought to publicly tell God I apologize for bringing all my sorrows and bitterness and troubles and, amen, and feeling like God's not fair about things instead of coming to church to give Him the glory and to voice my opinion. Amen. Next time you testify, I'm going to say, if I want to testify, preacher, say, preacher, I'm going to give my opinion what I think about God. He's wonderful. He's magnificent. He's marvelous. Thou shalt call His name wonderful. Amen. Glory in the church. Everything under the sun's in the church anymore. Don't be upset at me for preaching where the rubber meets the road. It hurts me. I'll just be truthful with you. I don't go to all meetings. Let me tell you why. It hurts too much. See how people changed and compromised. Going to the world, Brother Barry. Honestly, just let me. It hurts this 48-year-old preacher. Why don't people just live like God brought them up to live? Amen. May God help us to bring glory in the church. It's our opinion of God that brings glory to the church. Thank you, preacher.